The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who are born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testifies to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace, because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son of God, the only begotten Son God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, this morning, that reading from the Gospel of John contains so much, and it's a wonderful, wonderful reading. So let's briefly look at a couple of things in the reading. In the beginning was the Word, and we know the Word refers to Christ. So in the beginning was Christ. He was in the beginning with God, because he was God, and everything came through him. So right away we realize that incarnation, or God becoming part of this world, did not happen on the first Christmas morning, but billions of years before that, in the creation of the world. And so everywhere we look, we're looking at God's beauty and God's creation. And when we recognize that, it changes our whole attitude to the world, to creation, and to the environment. So you see, it's nothing new that we should look after everything that God has created. For a long time, we never even thought of that. But it's now, thank God, and I mean thank God, we do. And hopefully, we have begun taking more care of the environment. Now, there's a lovely phrase there which is very important to me at this time. He was a light in the darkness. Now it's referring to when Jesus arrived, and Jesus was the Christ. So that's where we get the name Jesus, the Christ, from. Christ is not his last name. Christ was there from all time, but he became flesh in the person of Jesus, and so he raised us to a whole new creation, so to speak, that we too now, he became one of us, and so we now are one with God. In other words, he raised human almost to be divine, because each one of us is an image of God. So when I look at you, I'm not just looking at another person, but hopefully I see in you an image of God. And so to finish off, if we really, really believe what is in this beautiful reading from the Gospel of John, Jesus and the coming of Jesus was not plan B, so to speak, but it was always part of God's plan. And so to see the coming of Jesus as plan B, or because of what Adam and Eve did, would really be not really interpreting what is in the gospel here this morning. So it was always part of God's plan that Jesus would take on human flesh and become totally human in every sense of the word. Now, when we realize that, doesn't that really make us think in a totally, totally, totally different way, and in a beautiful way? And earlier this morning, I was doing a little meditation, and a little meditation on the name Jesus. It's a powerful name. And the more often you say that, not as an expletive, but as a prayer, Jesus. So whenever you're down, when you're tempted, when you're depressed, when you're lonely, when you're isolated, when you're trying to work out what is happening around you at the moment, when people we know are dying of the coronavirus, when there's a darkness all around us, just repeat that beautiful name, Jesus. Let it come from the heart. Jesus. And as you fall asleep at night, let your last word be Jesus.